There you go. Very good. Russ is on the line. Throw him on there, and we'll see if we can't talk to him. First time we use the telephone, and I'll have to ask him what number he used, too. Russ the Moose, Syracuse. My man, are you there? Hello there. Wait a minute now. We got a couple of more things to punch. And Russ, when you hear me talking, you say hello.
Hello. I can hear you talking, Alan. All right, it's good to hear you talking.
Let me get his voice a little louder somewhere. Oh, he's in the earphones? Okay. You're in the earphones, Moose.
Oh, well, that's all right. That's better than not being anywhere at all.
Oh, that's good. That's fine. No, you're fine. Are you tuned in to KSFO?
I sure am. Are you kidding? I wouldn't miss this night and this auspicious moment for the world. Nice to have you back, Al, and you're just as alive and so much fun to listen to. I'm actually forfeiting 3 hours of sleep.
Hey, listen, I appreciate that, man. And when I get up early, I'll fall by and give you a little shot, too.
Oh, that's nice, Al. I love your theme song. I never heard it, by the way.
Which one? Jazzbo's Time of Night?
Yeah, that's terrific. How long have you been using that?
That's about a year old. That was made by the Smith Street Society Jazz Band up in Elmsford, New York. They did a lot of special material for me that I used in New York. And, of course, I got a chance to use a lot of that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, radio is so great for the imagination, and even though I know you, I know what you look like, and I know what you do, I have imagined in my mind when I heard you just a few minutes ago of a real cool bebop guy dancing in the studio. You're not dancing there, are you?
Sitting down tonight.
Oh, you're sitting down tonight. Yeah, well, you remember today or the other day you said, don't call it work.
Yeah, that's right. Because
back to work and all that, and you said, no, this is not work. This is a lot of fun, and it's a lot of fun listening to you, Al. And I just wanted to welcome you back to the Bay Area, as I know thousands of people feel the same way. Well, probably will be calling you from time to time.
Well, I hope so, Russ. Thanks very much for that. And I'll be checking you out tomorrow for sure.
Are the phones all working now and everything?
Well, I don't know. What number did you call to get in here?
I called our hotline number, which I probably shouldn't give out on the air.
Don't do that. Well, we have some other number, don't we, for the air that we can give?
Yeah, that would be the 398-KSFO number.
All right, that's good. It's 398-KSFO, huh?
If it's working, that's the one we'll be using.
Well, try that, you people, and we'll check that out.
Okay, Al. Again, welcome back, and it's fun to listen to you, and I'll be listening to you whenever I get a chance. Thanks.
All right. Thanks a lot, my man.
Bet.
I will check you later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Russ the Moose out there, and I'm going to get along with a little big band music. A lot of people have asked me that have seen me around town what kind of music I'm going to be playing, and there's no possible way I can describe what it's going to be. And it will never be the same, and it will constantly change. And one thing we can be sure of, I don't think it's going to get monotonous. There's one big band that got formed in the East under the direction of a fellow named Lou Anderson. And he is a thoroughgoing musician, and he put together a screamer that I'd like to play for you just to see if the KSFO transmitter will take it. This is 560 KSFO in San Francisco. And I'm Al Jazzbo Collins, mighty happy to be here, and very happy that you're here at the Inception tonight, or this morning, as the case may be.
Thank you.
A band that's really got it put together, I'll tell you that. Lou Anderson, the band, that's not a commercially available scene anyhow. It that's kind of like a test pressing. And I told him when I saw him in New York, I said, gee, this is a great band. You ought to get it out and go on the road with it and play some locations and really shake a few rafters. Well, it's 12:18, practically speaking, a little bit 18 after the hour. Carter B. Smith, my good buddy and friend and former colleague of this race, very same radio station, we're together again.
That's exactly right.
So, isn't that the truth, Carter?
That is the truth. You have spoken a mouthful there, Albert. And good evening, and I'm reporting in all the way from Tiburon. I can hear you loud and clear like you were in the very same room.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the reception is out there tonight, man. My voice sounds very bassy in the headset that I'm listening on, but that's okay, too.
Well, you were playing bassy anyway.
And I'm going to play some more, too.
It was real good to hear Blues and Hoss Flat, which you're so closely connected with.
Yeah,
you know?
I love that tune, you know.
My voice is going out here, and I haven't even started to work.
Well, as soon as you get on the air, that professional scene will come to the forefront, and you will come out with those round pear-shaped terms that we all know you about.
It sounds so good to hear you, Al. And I know that, as Russ just said a couple minutes ago, there are thousands of people who are so glad to hear you again. There is only one Al Collins, and you do the best one I've ever heard.
Carter Blakemore, you're a great rooter for me, I'll tell you that. And likewise, man, have you got your T-shirt pajamas on tonight?
I won't say what I'm wearing, Al.
All right.
In all candor.
Okay, my man.
It's time for Nighty Night for me, but I'll put you on for a few minutes and listen to this and enjoy it very much.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate the call, Carter. I'll talk to you tomorrow. All right.
national brand quality at the low prices you expect. You'll find it at your neighborhood Lucky store. And right now, save on Folgers Mountain Grown Coffee, because Lucky is featuring Folgers ground coffee in both the 2 and 3 pound cans. Or save on Folgers Instant Coffee Crystals with the smooth, rich flavor of ground coffee. Folgers Mountain Grown Coffee, featured now at the low prices you expect from Lucky.
Here's something you should know from 1260 KYA.
Risk, once reserved largely for epidemiologists, status.
KSFO. Okay, very good. Let me see if we can get in this other call in just a moment. I think that the telephone is working on that number that we gave you before. So we'll try that one more time. Is that the right telephone number we had? KSFO? And then, was it KS? How does that go, that number? All right, get that number and we'll check that out, too. Okay, what I'd like to do is see, you know, when I'm moving stuff around, the stalactites and the stalagmites down here in the purpleness, a lot of people don't know that that's my usual broadcast place, which is 3.5 stories down under street level. And when we broadcast from the earlier KSFO location, why, I had to take all that stuff down, move it to New York, and bring it back again. So here we are, once again, trying to get it all taken care of. 398-5600 is where you can get us on the phone. And it's perfectly okay to call and say hello and let me know where you are. And especially, I would like to hear from people who are a good distance away from San Francisco. It's always nice to know how to... transmitter's getting calibrated tonight, and our engineers would like to know it too. So wherever you're listening, if it's 100 miles or 150 miles away from San Francisco, give us a call. Area code 415-398-5600. 398-5600. Let us know what's going on. KSFO 560, San Francisco. The cloudy north and partly cloudy south this evening. A clearing trend later tonight, lows in the 40s. Light winds, mostly sunny tomorrow, with highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Light winds, fair tomorrow night and Wednesday, lows in the 40s and highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s. I want to say hello to Bingo, who is up in Gurnwood Park listening this morning, and also to Betty Graham, who is over in the Pinole Valley area, and Dr. Denny Prowse, who is checking us out, and I want to thank him for his fast and expert work on a couple of my fangs. A few tusks needed a little buffing off, which he took care of the other day, and I must say that I'm in very good shape along those lines. There's a tune that I've always played through the years, and it's been background music for what I do. So I'd like to play a little of that just to see how it sounds. I'm testing out a lot of equipment. I'll be doing that for about a week. Nat Cole with Easy Listening Blues.